author, speaker, and entrepreneur Wayne Scherer. Welcome to the Wayne Scherer Show and Being Your Destiny. It's great to have you here. It's great to be with you. Today's show, we're going to get rolling fast because it's about mastering time. That's right, mastering time. Now, you know, nobody has complete control of time. I know that's true. But have you ever noticed that as you get older, time seems to go by faster? And it's not that the periods of time actually accelerate, but the perception of time does. And this is important in all of things we've discussed. In a previous show, we even discussed the idea of managing time. So we're going to cover that just a little bit more in depth here as we go through that. Now, I've been one that's never tried to manage time. And why is that? Because you can't. You can't manage time. Time was created by man to measure a finite periods of time, to put everything in a linear projection. It's not something that exists physically. So you cannot manage it. You cannot manage things you cannot touch, you cannot feel, you cannot move, you cannot change. You can't change anything about time other than your perception. And actually, you don't have much control over that. So let's move on from, if you embrace, it's not just an idea, it's a fact that you cannot manage time, you can only manage what happens during the time, then you also need to understand what is happening. Why does time seem to go faster as you get older, right? You know, for when you think back when you were maybe like 10 years old, and your parents said to you, you're going to do that next year. And next year to you seemed like an eternity. But if you're getting to be an older person like me, and somebody says to me, you're going to do it next year, well, next year seems like it's here almost as fast as I went to sleep. So why is that? Why can that possibly be that way? Well, it's very simple. Your brain manages things such as time and how it perceives it based on what it knows, all right? Based on what it knows. So think about that. Can you come up with what I'm getting at here? Think about that yourself. Take a moment. What could I possibly mean by saying that time gets faster because your brain manages things based on what you know? Well, it's like this. Remember the 10-year-old, right? Let's just say the lifespan of somebody is 80 years. So in the perspective of that 80 years, what the brain knows for the 10-year-old is it is 10 years of life. The next year is 1/10 of that existence, or 10% of that existence for that 10-year-old, right? 10%. Now move on to the 50-year-old, and now 1 year is not 1/10, but 1/50 of the existence of that person. 1/50. So 1/50 quantifiably in the brain is a much shorter time relative to how it was perceived when you were 10. Your brain really does manifest things in that way, which is why it's much, why it is so important to you, it's vitally important to you, that you manage what you do in your time. It's why things seem to go by as you get older and you never seem to get things done, because you can start things and before you know it, a week, 2 weeks gone by and you've achieved absolutely nothing. And it's because you have not managed your events in your time frame. It's why I insist on scheduling things, scheduling daily activities. It doesn't mean you can't change those activities, but you will certainly know what you get done. The events you achieve will become more important events to your success when you have scheduled them and you know what you have achieved and you know what you have not, then if you just try to keep flowing from day to day, getting done what you think you need to get done. Because a lot of things happen. Of course, we have the overall big problem that as you get older, your brain perceives time faster. And so things can actually go on for much longer and seem like they went on for much shorter a period than you would have perceived them if you were 10 years old, okay? So it's vitally important that you manage the events in your time and that you're including a major portion of your time doing the events that will be most productive. In business, the events that are most productive are those that make you money. Now, for those who aren't business people that happen to be listening here, that doesn't mean being greedy. For those of you who are business people, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Your business can't exist unless you're making money. So the most important thing you can possibly do is make more money. You can make more money for any number of reasons, but the number one reason would be you need your business to stay in business so that you can live. And number two, you need your business to get more money so you can reach more customers and more people with your products and services that they want or need. So, yes, for those of you who are not in business, we all know there's snake oil out there. So, you know, do a little due diligence for God's sakes. But so we're talking about the moral and ethical business people, not anybody else. So remove all the other stuff out of your mind and understand. The only way you're going to be more profitable is to effectively use your time. You can't manage the time. The time is fixed. The amount of time it takes in a day and the amount of time it takes in an hour and the amount of time that there is in a minute, it's fixed. You can't manage that. It's going to stay the same no matter what you do. So manage your events and your time and do it on a daily basis, because as you get older, your brain perceives time in much shorter intervals. Not that it is actually shorter, but it's perceived shorter because of the length, because as I already explained, you're older. Intervals, a year to a 50-year-old is much less of a period relative to your lifespan than a year for a 10-year-old, okay? And if you do not manage your time, I will rub this in. If you do not manage your time and you do not start scheduling things, then your effectiveness and what you will achieve will be very limited. You'll get lucky here and there, and you'll get things done. But bottom line is the time will disappear and you will get nothing done. And you will be wondering, where did the time go? And what you really mean is, why didn't I get this done? And if you look back and you haven't scheduled anything, you haven't made your daily events, you haven't prioritized the events you need to achieve, then you will know where the time went. Everybody needs something to help them. And that's why I follow my mentors, Jim Lukes, Jim Britt. They are the people that help me. And, you know, I've been doing this for 35, 36 years now. And I still have someone help guide me to keep me fresh, because that's what gets me effective and keeps me in line. RemoveTheBarriers.com is where you can go to check out exactly what I do. RemoveTheBarriers.com. You have no obligation by going to that link and just checking it out. RemoveTheBarriers.com. Don't let time be a barrier. Don't let the passing of time be a barrier. You control what happens in your time. You control what happens in those time frames. So make sure you are as productive and effective as you can be by taking control of your events. This is Wayne Scherer, and I look forward to seeing you on the next Wayne Scherer Show.